special value in the human being. He pointed out one of them when he talked about Muhammad and Abu Bakr, because the first caliph's adjective is honest, Siddiq. Honesty is a difficult stuff. Here, the woman will start with that and say, you know what? Honesty is to honestly be selfless. Give up yourself. Don't count on yourself and your personal effort. Because here, Majhud is here. You remember to King Juhud, first one and the second one, and Jahd was personal effort. Here he will say, you should give up your existence and your personal effort. Let go of this. Do not count on yourself. That's honesty. Because you should honestly understand that it's not in your hand. We did our best in the house, two parts, and you're talking about something else which is out of reach for both of us. That's the first verse. Then he talks about, we have this little jar. This little jar contains some water. How did we get this water? Remember, water is knowledge. We fix it at the beginning of it. He said, okay, look at me. The only thing I have in me worthy of taking as a present to Caliph outside is this jar of water, which we gathered from the drops of the rain around, because the knowledge is coming from sky, drop by drop. And we gathered some of that in this container. Take it to him. He said, okay, means the only thing you could carry over there is your knowledge. But remember, this is not yours. You should understand that this knowledge is being gathered. You didn't make the knowledge. Any of you have ever invented really a piece of knowledge? Or you borrow it from here and there and use it. That's all you have. You could take it to him and say, okay, this is as much as I could. I tried my best. This is the knowledge I gathered. This is the best excuse. Take this one, go there and say, I have nothing but this. You see, the only worthy thing you're taking to the caliph is the water, the knowledge, nothing else. And you should understand how much knowledge you have. And you have this jar, which you are proud of, and later we'll see what happens to it. Yes?
Take this jug of water and depart. Make a gift and go into the presence of the King of Kings. Say, we have no means except this. In the desert, there is nothing better than this water. If his treasury is full of gold and jewels, he does not get water like this. It is rare. What is this?
Oh, before that. Okay. Now, you understand where the story is going. This man and a woman were fighting each other, and it looked endless. Because the conflict between me, my heart, and my intelligence looks endless. I always think about doing good stuff, but when it comes to the deeds, my intelligence will interrupt, and logically, I will do the opposite. At the end of the day, there is only one solution to this conflict between heart and the brain. What is the solution?
Divorce.
Really? To divorce, if you could. That's why when you are really tired and bored, a glass of wine will save you, because you divorce your intelligence. Or a nap, you divorce your intelligence temporarily, so you will be better. That's what it is. But the intelligence doesn't like the divorce. So, by that threatening, that, oh, you are divorceable, she will come back to direct you to the best direction, because That's the one the woman knows outside. Your intelligence is the one giving you information. Great one. When it believes you, when you will be united, unified in the state of unity, your intelligence will lead you and will even get rid of your excuses of not having an excuse. So he said, this is it. Take it, go there. I know the king maybe has some water like this, but anyhow, take this one with you, because maybe the king will need the water. Later we'll see that the caliph is beside the Dejle, which is the biggest river over there, and things like that. But that's the later. Now they don't know anything. So the guy is supposed to take the jug to caliph, right? But Rumi wants to make sure that you are not caught in the action-packed movie to go with this story. Because this is what the movie makers do. They try to grab you in your imagination and lead you towards what? Towards a happy ending, because you have to pay. If it's not a happy ending, you will not pay anymore. You pay the price of the movie making anyhow. Rumi will not do that. And no matter what story he's narrating, he will stop at the middle and say, hey, look at it carefully. Here he's talking about making a gift out of this jug, and you are thinking of real jug. He wants to make sure that you understand what is this jug. What is this jug?
What is that jug? Our confined body. Within it is the briny water of our senses.
It's not our senses. Greeny doesn't do, because here he talks about this little jar which is containing the salty water. Remember before he talked about these two oceans, one was salty, the other one was sweet. One is drinkable, one is the ocean water. Because with that we mean a lot, later we talk a lot. Here he was saying, listen, that jar is my body, and in it is salty water gained by my senses. Not the good one. I don't believe that the information I have or I gathered is the best. It's the worst. Because the source of real knowledge is something else. So remember, when we talk about this jar, we are talking about our body containing salty water. Because amazingly, before he said, this is the water we gathered from the droplet of rains. We will, that water has a special name in Iranian language. It is Nisan. Nisan means nothing looks like that. They call the first droplets of rain different from the others, because the first drop brings the hope and everything, and all the chemicals in the thing, they called it exceptional water, or the unique kind of water, which they used it, I believe, they still live in my childhood, I remember the container containing that. They use it as a medicine and thing like that. They believe it has magical stuff in it. So he's talking about that kind of water. Let him say, but the water in this jug is salty. It's not that good one. Remember that.
O Lord, accept this jar and jug of mine by the grace of God hath purchased.
This is something that Rumi will talk later about God declaring that I am the client of you. I will buy you. If you're looking